Lesson 37. Whosoever will come, him will I receive. From the Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide. 3 Nephi, chapters 8 to 11. The prophet Samuel had prophesied of the signs of the crucifixion of the Savior. Read his prophecies in Helaman chapter 14, verses 20 through 27. Then study 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 9 to find the fulfillment of these prophecies. What invitation did the Lord extend to those who had survived the destruction? See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 13 through 14. Note that the word come appears three times in verse 14. What can you do to accept this invitation? The multitude went forth one by one to the Savior. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 15. See also 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 25, which says that there were 2,500 people in the multitude. What do you learn from this example of the Savior's love? Jesus taught that there should be no disputations among the people. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 22 and 28. Why is contention about gospel doctrines dangerous? See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 29, Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verses 62 through 63. How can we be unified in true doctrine? Suggestion for family discussion. Read 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through 17 as a family. Ask family members to think about how they might have felt if they had been among the Nephites when the resurrected Lord appeared. Then sing or read the words, "To Easter Hosanna," Children's Songbook, pages 68 through 69. End of Lesson 37, Whosoever Will Come, Him Will I Receive, from the Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide.